Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
That's the sound of rocks cracking, and you've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here just before Christmas. And I have to tell you, it may have been quiet throughout the house. Nothing was heard, not even a mouse. But that's not what is happening in the world of politics. Last week, oh my goodness, former General Flynn, former National Security Advisor, that turned and flipped and helped out Mueller's team. Well, he was to be sentenced, but a judge was unhappy, so he demanded he get some information from the Mueller team. And then President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, was sentenced. And so all kind of things happened last week on top of so many things, that everything between building the wall and trying to get the government from being shut down if some kind of bill that has to get through the lame duck session of Congress. But let me tell you that what Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, plea dealed out, and it's amazing how it's like the tale of two cities. One group will look at it like the worst crime ever, with President Trump being guilty of a crime, and that somebody else say this is no crime at all, and Cohen pleaded to a crime that he didn't do. So what was it? So we're going to talk about that today on this week's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. We got some clips to play for you, and I have to tell you that as interesting as all this is, I believe Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, is nothing but the nincompoop lawyer. I mean, it's like, and we'll play the clip. Trump said, you know, Michael Cohen said Trump directed him to do something illegal, the criminal action. Well, you talk to your lawyer, and the lawyer is the one person you pay because he's supposed to know the law. I mean, that's what you pay a lawyer for. So to blame it on a client, and this is not just some lawyer, I call him the nincompoop lawyer, because he recorded his clients, including President Trump, and lawyer-client privilege, where was it? Right out the door, he had tape recordings. And I don't know if lawyers, because I'm not a lawyer, but the lawyers I've talked to, you hear about, it's unheard of for a lawyer to record the conversations he has with a client without the client knowing they're being recorded. I mean, nincompoop lawyer, that's that Michael Cohen. And to say that the president directed him to do something illegal, well, he's the man. If it's illegal, he's the lawyer. He's not supposed to do it. So I'm talking about coming clean. I think it reminded me of an old Beatles song, and I believe this is what Michael Cohen, I believe he's Maxwell Silverhammer. I think he's Maxwell trying to come down on the president's head. If you don't remember that song and never heard of it, listen to this to see if Maxwell is not Michael Cohen. Yep, When I visualize that song from the Beatles, Maxwell's Silver Hammer, I think Michael Cohen's coming down on President Trump's head, the Maxwell's Silver Hammer. But how silver is that hammer? I think he was persuaded. I think he was, I won't say use the word tricked, but I think he was coerced by Lanny Davis. Lanny Davis became his lawyer, and Lanny Davis, for years, lawyer for the Clintons, connection to the Clintons throughout the administration of Bill Clinton, and he worked for Hillary Clinton, the Clintons, the friend of the Clintons, and all of a sudden he became Michael Cohen's lawyer. Now, when the plea deal was done, I don't know if Lanny Davis still was lawyer. I know they had another lawyer there, and Lanny may have taken a back seat, but don't think that Lanny Davis wasn't a part of this whole complete episode of Michael Cohen pleading, and the way he pleaded guilty for something that isn't even a crime. What is it we're talking about? It's not even a crime. Well, as far as they're using, to call it a crime, the fact that Michael Cohen made payments supposedly for Donald Trump to a porn star, Stormy Daniels, and for her to hush up because of the election. They call that a campaign finance. But like, and that was $130,000, I believe. But now, how many million did the Clinton campaign pay to the law firm to get dirt from Russia, and a foreign agent, Christopher Steele, to get dirt? Now, is that a campaign contribution for the campaign? All these people who talk about that. But now, I was telling you about, I think Lanny Davis's hand is all over this whole plea deal and everything that Michael Cohen did. Now, how would I know that? I don't know. But I suspected why the first person after Trump knocked Michael Cohen, they got Michael Cohen on national television with who? It was George Stephanopoulos. They got him on with George Stephanopoulos, who was a friend with Lanny Davis throughout the administration of Bill Clinton, where George Stephanopoulos was there. And I just have to say, I believe they're working their tails off to prove that Trump cheated so that their old buddies, the Clintons, Bill and Hillary Clinton, can be say that's the only way she got beat is because it was they were cheated. Oh man, this the Clinton bunch will not give up on this, and they got this nincompoop lawyer now, Michael Cohen, to plea. And I'll let you listen to some of this interview with George Stephanopoulos with Michael Cohen. Here's the clip from ABC. Take a listen.
We are not done yet. We start with your exclusive huge interview overnight.
This thing came together very quickly late yesterday. Of course, it was a day after Michael Cohen received his 3-year prison sentence, which he says was the worst day of his life. And then those attacks from President Trump started early yesterday morning and continued throughout the day. At some point, Cohen, who wasn't planning to speak out, felt he had to respond. Now, there are some things he can't answer because he's still cooperating with prosecutors, but he directly contradicts President Trump's claims about those hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and playmate Karen McDougal. And as you'll see, he is emotional, remorseful, and determined to tell what he says is the truth about President Trump.
And I might add here, going back to what I said previously, think about Lanny Davis, and I believe all this plea stuff, no, it wasn't Michael Cohen wanting to be on. It was Lanny Davis probably pushing Michael Cohen with his good friend George Stephanopoulos to go on the air and to attack President Trump.
Michael, thank you for doing this.
George, good to see you.
Emotional day in court yesterday, and I was struck by that line you had. You said you felt like you have your freedom back.
Yes.
How does it feel today?
Like I have my freedom back. Though I have to be honest, it's been very rough, you know, to be before the court with my family in attendance, my mother, my father, my wife, my children, my sisters, my brother, my niece, cousins, friends. It was a very rough day.
And then you wake up today, and the president's tweeting from very early.
Notice how George Stephanopoulos doesn't give empathy to this criminal who's admitted he's a criminal. I remember, they're talking about this part of President Trump, and talking about where he stole from the government, didn't pay his taxes, and all the taxi cab mess that he was involved in, that was all these illegal activities that he lied about. No, they're trying to make him look like a poor old fella. Well, I do wonder. You know, in a lot of these plea deals, they go, well, if you plead, and we won't come after your money. He's probably amassed a fortune. I don't know. But, I'd like to know, in a plea deal, did they agree, oh, we won't come after your money if you'll say this about President Trump, if you'll say this about President Trump? And that'd be another reason to say whatever they wanted to hear, or what they want you to say, because they say in a plea deal, hey, we won't come after your fortune. Possibility. I'd like to know more about that.
In the morning, several different things. What struck me most is his claim that you agreed to this plea deal for this reason, he said. Those charges were just agreed to him by him in order to embarrass the president and get a much reduced prison sentence.
I know which tweets you're talking about. First of all, it's absolutely not true. I did not do it to embarrass the president. He knows the truth. I know the truth. Many people know the truth. Under no circumstances do I want to embarrass the president of the United States of America.
Here he is, a criminal who's admitted he's a criminal, and he's lied before, and he's wanting people to believe him now. And yet, you just have to say, look, President Trump, back before he's president, hired this guy to be his lawyer, to make decisions according to law. Michael Cohen. Well, you're paid to know what the law is. If you are a nincompoop lawyer and you don't know what the law is, then you hire another lawyer to help you understand the law. But this nincompoop lawyer is trying, he's singing in the cage, to sing in what the prosecutor wants to hear so that he can get out as quick as he can and get back to that fortune he has.
The truth is, I told the truth. I took responsibility for my actions.
Now, really, Michael Cohen, if you are a nincompoop lawyer, which obviously you were because you didn't know the law and you led the president astray in knowing the law, you know, you can say this is against the law if you think it's against the law. If you don't know it's against the law, you're the nincompoop, and you're the one that, I mean, it's you're just a nincompoop lawyer. But I'd like to know, Mr. Cohen, just, if you're telling the truth, when did you start telling the truth? Only when the prosecutor had to get what he needed from you, it sounds like. Singing a song of freedom. I think that's not the way we do it here in America, Michael Cohen. You should know what you're doing when you get a law degree. Who gave you your law degree?
And instead of him taking responsibility for his actions, what does he do? He attacks my family.
No, Michael Cohen, I believe not only are you a nincompoop lawyer, President Trump did not attack your family. You attacked your family for being such a poor lawyer, a poor role model. And yes, the law has come down on you for what you did wrong, and you're a liar and a thief. You've stolen from the American people. You've stolen. That's why you're having to go to jail. But no, President Trump did not attack your family. You attacked your own family. Now, that's enough of that interview. That is really enough of that interview. Michael Cohen is a coward when it comes to the law. He did not respect the law. Didn't even know the law, evidently. And now he still doesn't know the law. He's doing what the prosecutor says was a crime. And most people say, no, it's not a, what Cohen did was a crime, talking about the evading taxes, but what he says Mr. Trump did is not a crime. If he's a good lawyer, he would have known these things, and obviously he's being led down the path that will be at least the amount of time to spend in jail. So That's enough of Michael Cohen. I'm not going to put him on this, anymore on this show. Let's move on. Now, in just a minute, we're going to play a clip from Martha McCollum's show on Fox News, where she interviews outgoing Congressman Trey Gowdy about some of these very things we've talked about. So we're going to listen to what Trey Gowdy has to say. And you just have to understand, it was a bizarre week last week. Really bizarre week when you think about all the news that came out and all the negative press the president got. And then his approval standings have not been knocked down with all this negative press coming about. But let me just remind you, you listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And I have to tell you, we are ending up, it's been a year that we talk about politics, the midterm elections, and now we're ready to kick off into 2019 in just a couple weeks. But what's happening now, it's Merry Christmas time, Happy Hanukkah, and I tell you, as far as gifts, yes, there's still a great gift out there, the book called Bedrock Truth. You can order that book, go to my website. Just click on the website. We got other books there, but Bedrock Truth, a book that I wrote along with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Alex McFarland. Thank you. Enjoy that book. Order that. And let me just say, if you have liberal friends, you got something, stocking stuffer, get that order in. We'll try to get that out to you as quick as we can. But if you don't get it for Christmas, get it for 2019, because that's going to be a very pivotal year. Very pivotal year for leading into 2020. We don't know what the economy is going to do. We don't know about China and trade. There's a lot of things that we don't understand, don't know. And to throw it off, before we get to Trey Gowdy, I'm just going to say, as we're recording this, last week, at the very end of last week, a federal judge ruled Obamacare to be unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Of course, the Democrats are in an uproar, and it's going to be appealed, and it'll go to the Fifth Circuit Court, which is not a liberal court. And if it's upheld there, it could go to the Supreme Court. And remember, Kennedy voted against it. It was Roberts who saved it. So it's almost the same makeup on the Supreme Court. But one thing that's different this time is the fact that Roberts said the only reason it's constitutional is because the individual mandate, they looked at it as a tax. And now under an amendment by Senator Ted Cruz, you remember in the tax cut bill, they threw this in. And to get rid of the individual mandate, and guess what? Some states sued the government because saying now that the individual mandate is gone, it's the string that held Obamacare together, and now that it's gone, it has nothing to do with what Roberts said would save it, about it being that Congress had the authority to tax, but not to force people to buy something, but they did have the authority to tax, and that's why he ruled it constitutional back in 2012 or whenever it made it up to the Supreme Court, and Roberts helped get it over the hump. But now it's been ruled unconstitutional, so we have a lot to look at in 2019. Could the Democrats and Republicans get together and get some legislation for new health care? I don't know. We'll have to see. What's the president going to say? That's why you need to listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I don't have to remind you, I have my own Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics health care plan to help save America's health care. We've had it on the air. We've talked about it. And we put on Facebook a plan that uses the new not cryptocurrency, but uses blockchain technology to help us have the best health care we've ever had in the United States. Go back on Facebook page and look at that, and look back in our radio show archives. And yes, Doc Holliday has a plan. Tell your congressman to give me a call, and let's we got the best plan out there by far. So go back and listen and tell your congressman to check out Doc Holliday's health care plan. And it's one that's unlike any one that's out there. and it'll work. Just tell them, check it out here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics Facebook page. I'll try to get that back up on a Facebook page so everybody can see it. Now, let's listen to what Trey Gowdy had to say about last week. And here's Martha McCollum just asked about General Flynn and what Congressman Trey Gowdy thinks about how Flynn was questioned by the FBI. So here's his answer.
Is lying to the FBI in that meeting. What do you make of that?
A stunning departure from the way they handled another investigation called mid-year examination. With Secretary Clinton, they had multiple lawyers who were also fact witnesses in the room. There are allegations that they supplied the questions to witnesses ahead of time. And there's the clear insinuation that certain witnesses did misrepresent material facts to the investigators, but no one was charged with making a false statement. If you look at the Russia investigation, Flynn, Papadopoulos, Cohen, I mean, I'm not minimizing lying to the FBI. I mean, I prosecuted people for it, too. But if that's all you have, it's serious. But it suggests that there's no other larger crime. No one in the Clinton investigation was prosecuted for making false statements. And I just named three. For him to be told you don't need a lawyer present, and for them to allow her to have fact witnesses who were lawyers present, is a stunning dichotomy that does not reflect well on the Department of Justice.
Michael Cohen, sentenced to 3 years. What do you make of that?
It's about right. It was the low end of the guidelines. He provided information, but the Southern District did not view him as a cooperator. But again, Martha, it's the same fact pattern. Michael Cohen, the folks who thought he was a liar the day before he pled guilty, and then they think he's the most important witness in the world the day after he pleads guilty. I can just tell you, a jury's not going to believe someone like Michael Cohen. So if your case hinges upon the credibility of Michael Cohen, good luck.
So it sounds like when you look at these sentencing memos that came out on Friday and the new information that we have today with regard to Michael Flynn and Michael Cohen, what's your overall impression of the Mueller investigation and how it's going for Robert Mueller?
Well, I go back to what we ask him to do, which is find out what Russia did. And until he writes that report, that definitive report, unfortunately for him, no one is interested in that part of his report, except maybe a handful of us. They're all on this breathless indictment watch. I mean, it is stunning that people are reading under black redacted lines, hoping that there is something that implicates the President of the United States. So they've lost interest in what Russia did. That was what he was asked to do. And then the throwaway line was, oh, by the way, if there's criminality, we want to know about that, too. I'm really interested in what Russia did in 2016. I'm also interested in the criminality. But what I've seen so far are false statements, bank fraud, and Comey admitted last Friday, collusion's not a crime, no matter how badly CNN and the Democrats want it to be. Collusion's not a crime.
Collusion's not a crime. That's what Mueller was, his whole team, special prosecutor, to look at. And if the collusion's not a crime, then let's get on with it, Mr. Mueller. Get this thing over with. And if there's collusion, tell us. If not, get this thing over with, because it's hurting our country. And he heard Trey Gowdy. I'd play that whole clip all at once, because did he not just pack a lot of dynamic information, everything from James Comey talking about collusion's not a crime, and yet we know that James Comey in public admission was telling everybody, you know, that he sent the FBI in to question General Flynn at the White House on one weekend, and he bragged how he knew the White House wasn't organized and sent a team in there. Was week one. What administration is organized in week one? Comey's just bragging and just so confident, and I think he's one of the lousiest people. Got a book talking about integrity and honor, and what he's done to the FBI and the way he's acting now, he should have been fired a long time ago, and I guess President Barack Obama didn't have the guts to do it. But I will say this, as we're going into 2019, you just heard Trey Gowdy, great interview clip there. I wanted you to hear that. But there's so much to look at going into 2019. And it is a little bewildering to look at all the information. And you see the the daily drumbeat to drive President Trump out of office. And again, this whole thing has been geared since day one, since before the inauguration of our 45th president. It has been a drive to keep the American people, their voice, their votes from being heard. The American people spoke, and the American people elected President Donald Trump. If you don't like that, work to get him unelected in 2020 if he runs again. But so many on the liberal, progressive side, they've run this president in the ground. They're working so hard to act like a wedge, to wedge him apart against those who support him. And they are just frustrated that they can't get people like the evangelical community to see this flamboyant playboy in the past, just to get them away from supporting him. But the fact is, the American people spoke, and it's been almost like a deep state coup against this president. And for reasons I don't understand, the Trump administration should be bringing out some of these things, that everything from the unmasking that allowed General Flynn's for the FBI to have this information on a private citizen. And on this whole thing is hard to cover, and I know you've been hearing on the news. It's so complicated, it's hard to do in a 30-minute show. But I will say that we have got to understand that there is a hard-nosed in those within the government and about the government who are working, just like I talked about Lanny Davis, connected with the Clintons, and how all of a sudden he became the lawyer for Michael Cohen. Then how is it that he pleads guilty to something that's not a crime just to implicate the president? And all these things. And again, I believe there's people who really want President Trump out, but if they can't just get him out, at least they're playing that drum beat of negativity, the thing they did to George W. Bush to drive his favorable ratings down so low in 2006 that the Democrats took over the House and the Senate and set up everything for Barack Obama to be elected president in 2008. Don't think that's what's not going on right now. But George W. Bush never fought back. President Donald Trump's a fighter, and I'm glad to see that. He's going to need everything he can do to knock out this progressive drive against him and his administration. So next week, what do we have in store? Don't forget, every year we try to have some kind of special Christmas show. And next week, December 24th, we'll have another show and got something special planned. So listen to next week's Christmas show. Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page. And I'm just saying, 2019, it's going to be another Rock Split in Politics year. And we'll be covering it right here. Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. See you next week for our special Christmas show.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.